Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you and enjoy. Sitting or lying, and close your eyes. You're going to take 5 deep breaths. Each deep breath is going to relax you. All right, now inhale and focus on the consistent rise of your chest. Hold and slowly let it out. Just easily and effortlessly let it out. Let the air out. Breathing in once again, filling your lungs. Excellent. Hold. And release slowly. 3 more times. Breathing in. Deep breath. Slowly. Good. Breathing in again, expanding your lungs. A good deep breath. Hold it. Open your mouth slightly and exhale very slowly. One more deep breath. Inhaling very slowly and deeply. Filling your lungs. That's right. And hold it. Open your mouth slightly and exhale very slowly, feeling yourself relaxing as you exhale. And then continue breathing easily, effortlessly, and comfortably. Good. I'd like you now to imagine yourself on a balcony in a large city. This balcony overlooks a beautiful park. The railing is sturdy. You are safe and relaxed. And you are standing on this balcony. People watching. It can be so fascinating to watch people. You lean against the railing on the balcony and you run your hand along it. You see and feel that it is very strong and sturdy. There is a street below you with sidewalks on either side. There are a lot of cars in the street. Most of them are taxis. You can see yellow car after yellow car below. Some have their lights on the roof, and some do not. there are a lot of people walking on the sidewalks below. You see a businessman in a suit with a briefcase in hand. You see a woman dressed for work also, and she is talking on a cell phone. You see a mother walking two small children to school. You see students with backpacks walking to class. Since you are right next to the park, you also notice many people with their dogs walking in the park. You see two dog owners cross paths on the street below, and you hear the dogs barking at each other as the people continue walking down the street. You hear other dogs barking in the park, and this is relaxing to you. They are enjoying themselves, enjoying their time in the park. You enjoy seeing people take time out of their day to walk their dogs. It is a very nice day outside. The sky is blue. The sun is shining, and you go back to watching people on the street. You wonder where some of the people are going. You imagine some of them are going grocery shopping and running errands. Perhaps some are on their way to meet other people. You see some people with bags in their hands, perhaps spending their day shopping. You see people with cameras taking pictures. You wonder if perhaps they are tourists. You enjoy trying to figure out where people are going. Just as you think you have figured it out, another person comes along, and you try to figure out where they are going. You take a deep breath in, and you smell the scent of hot dogs from a vendor below. You look at people as they stop to get lunch at the hot dog stand. You look at people as they stop to eat at the hot dog stand, and your attention turns back to the park. It is autumn, and the trees in the park are turning brilliant shades of red, orange, and yellow. You see a group of people in a field playing frisbee. You watch as the frisbee is thrown from someone's hand and glides low to the ground into another person's hand. You watch for a little while as the frisbee goes back and forth. This motion relaxes you. You decide to sit down on a lounge chair on the balcony. This chair has plush cushions for you to sit on. You put your head back and prop your feet up and close your eyes. All sounds and smells fade away now. A Even that smell of the hot dogs just fades away. And you focus on relaxing your entire body. You allow all muscles from the top of your head all the way down to your toes to relax. You allow all the muscles to loosen and relax, one muscle at a time in your body. You clear your mind of any thoughts. Just let them go as they arise. Imagine they are floating off into the sky. You have no need for them right now. You enjoy the sun's warm rays on your body as your body soaks them up on this cool autumn day. And there is a slight breeze that sweeps across your body, further relaxing you. And you let your head relax on the cushion. You allow your entire body to sink into the chair. Your arms rest by your sides, and your legs and feet feel loose. As you lie there, enjoying time to yourself, continuing to relax. Allowing yourself to drift now into a daydream. That's right. And you imagine yourself down there. People just walking and relaxing, walking in the park, smelling the relaxing scent of the trees, hearing the grass beneath your feet, hearing the leaves crunch as you walk over them. Looking up at the trees and seeing the beautiful colors of the leaves. That's right. Such a relaxing time of year. Such a relaxing place to be. Imagine yourself walking on the sidewalk now. Feel the firm surface beneath your feet, supporting your every step. It is so peaceful walking on the sidewalk, enjoying this beautiful day in the city, seeing the people. Watching them do the things they do and go to the places they go. You enjoy people watching, and you enjoy the atmosphere of this beautiful, peaceful city on this beautiful, wonderful day. As you now imagine yourself walking in the field, right, the field you were watching from the balcony. You imagine walking in it now in your daydream, walking in it and relaxing. And you look back up to the balcony in your daydream. So peaceful, to be imagining yourself walking and relaxing, breathing in the air, the perfect air with all those relaxing scents. It is so peaceful to be here right now. To imagine yourself being here in your mind. And this helps you relax your body, your mind, and your spirit completely as you now continue relaxing deeper in your own way. Relaxing. Unwinding, being calm, and letting go.
Deeper and deeper,
as the elevator goes lower and lower. You are safe, relaxed, and protected in this elevator. Just enjoying the ride, enjoying this beautiful elevator, enjoying this time that you have to be alone and safe, and to think about how wonderful and powerful and amazing you are. 7. Down a little lower now as you relax a little more deeply. Down, down, deeper and deeper, as the elevator goes a little lower now, and you relax a little more. You are so very relaxed now in your elevator, going down and relaxing more and more with each number I count. 6. Down another floor, relaxing even more thoroughly now. Feel every part of your body, mind, and spirit completely at ease as you continue traveling down, down, down. 5. Halfway there now, and so much more relaxed than you were just a few moments ago. Realize how relaxed you are now. Realize how calm and peaceful you are now. Realize how calm you will be from now on in every situation as you learn how to relax yourself, to center yourself, to focus your mind. 4. Down a little lower now, relaxing even more as you enjoy this peaceful ride in the elevator. 3. Down another level and relaxing a little more deeply now. 2. So very, very relaxed. It is so peaceful to be right here, right now, in this relaxing elevator. An elevator designed to relax your body, your mind, and your soul completely. So relax. And at the count of the next number, you will be completely relaxed and at ease, and you will have arrived on the ground floor, so peaceful, so happy, so very, very calm. All right now, 1. You have arrived at the ground floor. The elevator door opens, and you are so calm, so peaceful, so completely relaxed now. you understand the non-verbal gestures that people make. You are able to easily read facial expressions. You are able to read people's eyes. You are able to read people's lips. You understand how to read body language from the torso. You understand what people's arms say. You understand what people's palms say. You understand what people's stances say. You understand the importance of posture, both your own and other people's. And you understand how to read people's postures. You understand the territories in business and social situations, in dating and mating. You are a master. You understand the body language involved in dating and mating. If you have an interview to go to, you are very relaxed and you use your body language appropriately. You understand various cultures and how they view their body language. You understand how to read and interpret the signs other people are giving to you. You understand how to spot deception. You understand people's personalities before you even speak to them. You improve your silent communication. You understand the importance of dressing the part. You can see in front of you a hallway in your mind. And as you look down the hallway, you can see a door. That door is a door to a room of your own choosing, in which you will feel safe and comfortable. And as you come closer to the end of the hallway, you can see the door more clearly. The door will keep out all of the negative messages, all negative words, all negative behaviors you have perceived from your world as a child, which made you feel bad about yourself. There is no room here for such negative messages. I would like you to look at the door very carefully. Even the doorknob, and understand that this is a room of your own choosing in which you will feel safe and comfortable. Early positive messages and experiences enter, but all negative messages must stay outside. And now I want you to open that door and walk in, and close the door behind you, and look around the room. This room is safe, and you can visit this room anytime you choose, just by closing your eyes. Look around and enjoy what you see here. I would like you in this safe room. place in the room where you will be comfortable and can listen carefully to everything I will say to you. There is a life energy inside of you. It is unique to you. It is your life energy, not anyone else's. It is the energy which you came from. Life energy only has one purpose, and that is to help you reach your potential as an individual. It is protective, it is healing, and since it is healing and protective, it is therefore loving. I want you to experience that life energy of yours by feeling a light above your head. A light from which comes a warm stream of energy. And this energy surrounds you like an imaginary cocoon. Soft and pliable, and it lets you move around within it. Yet it protects you like a cocoon. Feel that life energy also penetrating every cell of your body, surrounding you, penetrating every cell of your body. This is your life energy. This is the energy from which you will derive your charisma. Your charisma accomplishes two purposes. Your charisma protects you from negativity, and it draws others to you. The life energy from which your charisma is derived represents your true self, your natural self, your essence. It belongs to no one but you. It is protective, it is healing, and therefore loving. Within that life energy, there are no negative messages. It is free from negative messages. Negative messages cease to exist here. Feel the protective, positive energy surging through every cell in your body now, surrounding and protecting you. And realize that from this energy, you draw your charisma. You can pull your charisma out from this energy and share it with the world. Imagine now your charisma coming from this energy. You can make it any color you want. Give it a color now. Give it a form now. Realize that it can change forms. Perhaps sometimes it is a sword from which you cut right to the heart of all social matters, drawing attention to yourself, attention that you deserve, positive attention. Perhaps sometimes it is a shield protecting you from negative people and their words. Perhaps sometimes it is a race car. Fast, swift, it knows its destination. It knows how to get there, and it acts as a vehicle to take you there. Your life energy has sometimes been expressed within you. Perhaps it's a still inner voice. Many of us have ignored that voice within ourselves when we have heard it. When we have heard our own life energy talking, words of wisdom inside us that we don't always listen to. But these words are really there to protect us. nurturing part of you. And that nurturing part is an entity. It exists because it is a kind of spokesperson. A spokesperson for that energy within you. For that healing, powerful energy. For that essence which is you. That nurturing part of you is capable of healing both mind and body. It is capable of healing and helping those parts of your body that may be unhappy, that don't feel good about themselves. It is possible for that nurturing self to seek out other parts of you that are not happy and help them become happier, help them become more worthwhile in their own eyes, and very importantly, to help them feel loved from inside rather than outside. And to help this process, it is worthwhile for you to think about that nurturing part within you and perhaps to visualize that process going on. Do this as you go about your daily business. Visualize the process of that nurturing part of you helping out those parts of you that are not as happy inside. And doing this loving process in a way that comes naturally to you. In your mind's eye, as you continue to do this, think about the nurturing part of you. And stimulate that aspect of you, and it will become stronger within you, because in order to have charisma that you derive from your life energy, you must make sure that all parts of you are happy and have been attended to. This process will become easier and easier for you. By approaching this process in this way, you make sure that the charisma you project to the outside world is an honest and stable and lasting energy. A very honest, stable, and lasting energy. An energy that is more than skin deep. An energy that comes from your core, from the very core of your being, from the core of who you are and what you stand for. By doing this healing process on a regular basis, you will ensure that when you project your charisma from your life energy, it is rock solid through and through and unstoppable. So as your healing progresses, you will come to feel better about yourself and stronger and more self-confident and therefore happier. And when you feel happier and better about yourself, the world will respond to you in a more positive way. So imagine yourself now in a social situation in which you want to use your charisma. Imagine it taking a shape. Taking a shape from your life energy. Your life energy gives it a shape. choose. And now you will use that energy in the form you have chosen. See yourself using your energy, using your charisma, which is derived from your life energy. See yourself influencing people. See yourself getting what you want. See yourself standing tall and firm. Regardless of your height, regardless of your weight, you stand tall and firm. It is as if you tower above everyone else where you are, because your charisma is so powerful, it allows you to do this. And day by day, you will become better and better at using your charisma, at choosing a shape for it, whether offensively or defensively. And then, putting that shape to good use. And this will become easier and easier for you day by day. So I want you to practice every day for at least the next few weeks, taking your life energy, choosing a shape for it, and then using that charisma in that shape. And with practice and diligence and belief in yourself, very soon charisma will be automatic for you. You have created a safe place in your mind, a room which blocks out negativity, and a cocoon which further protects you, where you can channel your life energy. So bring it into your everyday life. And soon there will be no need to think about all of this. No need to think about form or shape or the cocoon. It will just be automatic. You will automatically have what you need offensively and defensively, or both, in every situation in your life. And you will always have this for the rest of your life. So congratulations on your powerful choice to tap into your life power and use your true charisma. And now, more than ever before, you are highly motivated to achieve all of your goals. As I am silent, just allow that power you have, that natural, wonderful, amazing power, to surge through you, to re-energize you, to remind you of your focus and determination. As I am silent, feel yourself having achieved that goal which you directed your energy toward, and feel how good it feels to have achieved. Begin to realize the true power you have, and how you were meant to be here. You have a purpose on this earth, a wonderful, powerful, amazing purpose. Allow those good feelings to surge through you now. Feelings that remind you of just how wonderful you are, as you recall that you belong here. You have a reason for living, a very powerful purpose in your life, and day by day you get closer and closer to fulfilling the reason for being here, and this encourages you. It gives you a renewed sense of self, a renewed sense of purpose, and motivation and confidence, as you now feel good about being yourself. You are glad that you are born, and you look forward to continuing to reach higher and higher, reaching every one of your goals easily, and feeling good about the accomplishments as you climb higher and higher in your life. You realize that you are benefiting so many others around you, who have the benefit of seeing a wonderful example of your achievements. So take a moment now, as I am silent, and really tune in to your true purpose on this earth, and really breathe in deeply that good feeling that you have of being alive. And each time you exhale, let go of any doubt. Do this now as I am silent. Good. And you realize now what a wonderful, amazing, beautiful, strong person you are. Able to do anything you want to do, and you imagine your mind like a lake that is calm and smooth. You are able to accomplish anything you want because you center yourself and you remain calm in every situation, steadily moving toward each and every one of your goals, accomplishing them quickly and efficiently, always making a proper plan and following that plan and making things happen. You are very interested in your success, and so day by day, you look for ways in which you can improve your life. You are constantly open to new and interesting and exciting ways to improve your life and the way you do things. You are very intelligent, and you open your intelligent mind to all of the wonderful possibilities that life has to offer, and you use everything that life gives you. so that you can reach higher and higher and fulfill your destiny as a loving, kind, generous, wonderful person. And you've realized ever since you were a small child that you are special in a very good way. You are a good person. You ultimately stand for what is right. Feel these feelings within you now, just like you felt when you were a child, and you realized that you would make a difference. You have all of the skill, all of the power, all of the ability, and all of the determination to do anything you want to do. And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about. Having a belief in yourself that is inside. So see yourself now as I am silent in a situation in which you are surrounded by other people. There is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it. It is internal. You know how powerful and wonderful you are. So imagine being among people and being calmly confident as I am silent. Because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself, you always protect yourself, you always make sure that you receive proper respect. Even while it relaxes, become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. But doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably and understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. And that